He is in his new penthouse condo by the sea. But at first, upon waking, he does not know this. There is the pygmy, as there always is, his image. Simon knows he is not real. A squat black body, his penis much larger than Simon would have guessed. Hutu, Tutsi, Twa. These are the ethnic categories to fit into. There is his dead wife, too. Vestine. Serious Vestine. My one, he thinks. My only. He knows better than to stand too quickly. He is used to this. The hallucinations, the living dreams, all consequences of trauma. He is usually not unnerved by it, but today something is different, some element is off. There is a voice in the room today, a new one, and because he cannot locate it, he is alarmed by it. He reaches up to tap his pocket, trying to ground himself. The letter is there.
Papa? Papa?
The voice says. And he thinks in a dizzying way, could it be her come to see me? Impossible, he reminds himself. She is gone, he says out loud. The muddy swamp is gone. The terraced mountain down which they fled is gone too. He is the thing left. He sits up when the voice calls Papa again, because suddenly he is certain it is her. It must be her. Who else would call him Papa? The room is dark except the sunlit edge of the shade. It is difficult to see, but he is trying. He has to locate the source of the voice.
Papa? Papa?
Now more like a song. Less determined, dreamy even. He waits. So still.
Be still,
they said to her. But how do you keep a child still? He blinks, searching. He is almost over his grogginess, almost stabilized. Focusing on the small things in the room helps. He can tell now that the voice is not in the room at all, but instead is coming from the exterior hallway. But could she be? Is it because of the letter? Too old to say Papa, and of course not possible. But possible. Not likely, though. Would she come without invitation? It is because of the letter, but that doesn't make sense. He has not answered her yet. He does not stand up, but stays, sitting on the edge of the bed, waiting and listening. His feet are like two heavy weights on the floor. The trembling starts. He closes his eyes, covers them with his large hands. His thighs shake as a woman's thighs do after childbirth. Not a woman's, the memory says. Vestine. He can hear little feet now. A scampering. She had remained on the toilet, her teeth chattering, her legs moving up and down at a blistering pace. It was his job to hold the baby. He nuzzled her small round head. She was in a pink onesie. A diaper the size of his right hand. He had taken pictures of her ugly little feet. Claudette, they called her, after a favorite auntie. He stands quickly, an electric shock of remembrance lifting him off the bed, frantically at the memory. Could she be? How, though? For a moment, it is a wonder, possibility, not fear. If the pygmy is here, some part of him concludes, why can't she be?